This is episode 1166. Welcome to the Daily Meditation Podcast. I honor you for giving yourself this time to slow down and connect to the best part of who you are. In today's episode, you're going to be guided in a visualization to help you feel at peace. And you'll have the option to hold your hands in a mudra. Mudras are ways you position your hands that activate your nervous system in a corresponding way. So this is a simple mudra, and it's a mudra to open up your heart to happiness. I'm Mary Meckley, and I share a different meditation technique every day here on the podcast. And the techniques are always customized around a theme we explore in depth for a full week. And our theme this week is all about the path to happiness with the wisdom of the Stoics. And I've been sharing how meditation and many of the Stoic philosophies work hand in hand, because Stoicism is all about improving yourself and becoming the best person and to be the best human being you can possibly be. And in this visualization I'll be sharing with you, I do encourage you to try the mudra. Mudras are simple and easy to do. You can do this mudra whether you're seated meditating or as you go throughout your day. And the mudra is a beautiful mudra. I always share a photo of the mudra over on my Facebook page. And so if you're not sure how to position your hands into the mudra after I describe to you how to do it, then go ahead and take a look at my Facebook page called Sip and Om. That's SIPANDOM. So I'll go ahead now and share with you how to do the Lotus Mudra. The Lotus Mudra helps you to open your heart. In fact, you hold this mudra right at your heart. So with both of your hands, you'll hold your hands right up at your chest, your heart chakra, and you'll connect your palms, and then go ahead and connect your little fingers and your thumbs. Very nice. So the other fingers are extended outward, so it looks as if your hand is forming a beautiful bud or a beautiful lotus blossom getting ready to open up. Again, your palms are touching, the sides of your little fingers are touching, and the sides of your thumbs are touching to form the flower, and your other fingers are stretched outward. So there's an opening in your palms. Your palms are touching, but there's space between your hands. And let me tell you a little bit about what this Lotus Mudra can do for you. It helps to open your heart and provide you with support when you're feeling fatigued, misunderstood, isolated, and lonely. You can hold this mudra for as long as you feel comfortable doing so, and you can hold it several times throughout the day. I usually hold the mudra for maybe 3 or 4 minutes at a time, and then my hands get kind of tired, so I release them, and then I might hold it a little while later throughout the day, and I'll hold it for just a little while longer to get the effects of this mudra. So if you're holding the mudra, that's fantastic. If not, no worries. You can rest your hands on your lap with your palms upward or downward. And as you close your eyes and begin to relax your body, visualize yourself walking to a beautiful pond. And as you come along to the shores of this pond, and then while you're there, think about times where you felt lonely or isolated. And think about different things you may have done to help yourself overcome this depression, loneliness, or isolation. Think about maybe someone you spoke to, or maybe it was doing something you love, or maybe you did something where there are not a lot of people around you, and so they didn't hear you try to talk or reason your way out of a depression. Bring this to mind and see if you can recall what lifted your spirits. Now consider the tools you used as you lifted yourself up to feel happier. And imagine yourself walking along the pond and finding an area to sit right at the shores of the pond. Bring the scene to life, visualizing birds singing, insects buzzing, butterflies fluttering their wings. And then consider the lotus flower you see floating on the pond in front of you. The pink and white lotus flowers opening up. Floating there on the pond. And then think about the root of the lotus plant. How the roots of the plant are stretched into the murky ground of the pond, the bottom of the pond, through all the mud and muck. And yet this is what supports the beautiful blossom of the lotus flower. The stem rising upward from the silt and the mud of the pond, up through the waters, and supporting the beautiful lotus blossom. And then imagine different challenges in your life where you feel depressed or isolated or lonely. And consider how how you still allow yourself moments of happiness and joy, and mostly consider what helps you to feel supported and rooted so that you can open up to your fullest potential. Sit in your meditation considering this, visualizing the beautiful lotus buds, sitting as you visualize yourself at the edge of a pond in front of floating lotus blossoms. If you'd like to be guided through full half-hour meditations, as well as access to over 1,000 meditations and journals customized for each week's series. So this week's journal is a happiness journal, as well as a guide with all the techniques organized for you. You can find this at my website, which is at sipandom.com, S-I-P-A-N-D-O-M, sip, just like you're sipping tea. And there you can try for 2 weeks, absolutely free, access to a membership subscription site where I leave full half-hour guided meditations, or you could break off at the 15-minute point, and you can try it for 2 weeks, absolutely free. This has turned into an app. There are testers on the app, and we'll release the final version any day now. So again, you can find that at sipandom.com. And remember, you are so